Good evening to you, Madakini, and welcome via the phone.
Thank you.
So, thank you. You are one of the really key persons in fundraising for the land, for the Oroville, for the missing plots of the Oroville land in the master plan, yeah?
Yes. Very happy to do that.
Yes, and this year, the really successful was part of the fundraising for the land with the Art for Land. That is something which happened last year for the first time, and it was also successful, but this year was expanded its growth much more, yeah?
Exactly. That was really, last year we started it just very, very quickly. There was Jasmine and Aravinda, and Renu gave us a big push to start. But this year there was much more preparation with the great involvement of the Unity Pavilion team, Jaya, Rima, and Deva Smita, who just worked their hearts out. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic.
Yes. So it was also, the numbers-wise, it was really successful. I heard it was 330 works contributed by 77 artists from Oroville, Ashram, India, and the ABI's members, right?
Right, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how many people bid? I mean, how many artworks were sold this month?
So in fact, there were 81 works sold. Mm-hmm. And bought, we can't say bought, donated, they gave donation bids. 42 people gave donation bids because this isn't a commercial action, so we always have to be careful with the vocabulary. This is an action of contributing on two sides. Yeah. The artists generously contribute their works, and people who want to make a land donation bid on a work, and then they give a certain donation in terms of the work.
But it is donation from both sides, yeah, true.
That's right. It's what Jaya has called flowing generosity.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a nice term.
Yes, cool. Which is a very beautiful concept. And we really saw that flow this time. When we think of all the events, over 100 people participated in making all the events happen, not just the auction, but there were really interesting events almost every night.
Yes, there was a whole month of really some spectacular, some a little bit less, but still really good performances, concerts, and so forth. And
yeah, there was almost every media. There was tea ceremony.
Yes.
There was dancing of all types. There were so many wonderful concerts, of which there were these three wonderful ones that were recorded by Oroville Radio.
Yes,
Indian music. And then classic rock, and then what we would call easy listening, upbeat, happy ballads, bossa nova.
Yeah, nice.
And then, of course, Nautica also played, and there was the Emergence concert. It was just a fabulous coming together of solidarity for the land. And a very, very important point is that Acres for Oroville is a collaboration of all the Oroville International Centers of the world in collaboration with Lands for Oroville Unified. And the AVI centers are bringing tremendous, tremendous dynamism. And so it's the AVI centers with LFAU and our team, Aridip, me, Sigrid, Jyoti.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the AVIs too.
Yes.
One of the very wonderful things in the month of February was also all the wonderful solidarity from the visitor center units. Over 22 visitor center units and marathon market participants donated percentages of their proceeds from 10% to 50%. And in the Oroville Boutique alone, there were 77 participants in that wonderful action. So February was really a very wonderful month for solidarity from within Oroville and from Oroville's friends, and a real focus on the need for solidarity for the land. And that was all very extremely encouraging.
Yeah, it was. And it was also really beautiful.
Yes, very beautiful, very touching.
If you think about it, actually, it's quite a lot of number of people who participated and donated either way in their work on their art, not only money-wise, right?
Exactly. Over 100 people. There were sound engineers, There were people who contributed food. There were people who filmed. There were so many things. And, you know, we were extremely happy because Secretary Chuncat made many, many visits to these events. He really was a regular at the events, and that made us extremely happy because he's always been a great support since his arrival for the land, and the fact that he came to so many of the events really encouraged us.
And
in addition, you know, there were these other things because Loretta donated her rare photographs of Mother and Shorobindo that people then bought as land donations. There was the Grace Lottery. There was, of course, the artworks that people bid on. And then there were the sign-up sheets. And so between all of that, over 180 people made donations in addition to the people who participated in the art auction.
But however, we're talking about, this is still an ongoing process, correct?
Yes, because, you know, the need is so great and, in fact, very immediate. As somebody once said, every single Oroville success has the tendency to make the land more valuable and therefore potentially more expensive. And so there are it's sort of a double-edged sword. And so there are opportunities coming up all the time, and the question is the money. And at Acres for Oroville, we are extremely pleased because we have contributed to the purchase of 8 plots of land. And the last 4 that the land board purchased were with Acres for Oroville donations, 1 in the Mach Mandir Circle and 3 in the Green Belt that we're going to announce to everybody. And so that makes 8. And all of this land was bought with donations.
That's actually really amazing, no?
Everybody's paisa counts.
No, I think that everybody does follow the news and notes, informations and announcements, which plots were bought, and we look at the map, oh, this one and that one, and actually slowly the puzzle is filling up, right? But we are still not there, correct?
Well, you know, there's a lot of land and a lot to do. There is, of course, consolidating the center, the city area. So there are things like continuous infrastructure. If there's an incongruous development, then the infrastructure has to go around it and not in a logical way through it. And then there's the whole sense of having a coherent, unified center. And then there's the importance of the Green Belt. And the Green Belt is so extremely important for what it is, for land, for food production, for water capturing, for green environment, wildlife sanctuary access, and then also just providing this beautiful green ring that completes the whole vision of the township that the mother wanted.
Due to the fact that most of the land in the Green Belt is still not in our real hands, it's making it really exposed, no? Because the people who want to make fast money, they do know what Oroville stands for, what are the cultural benefits, the Green Belt benefits and other benefits, and they do tend to try to develop it, to buy it and build the hotels and so forth, no?
That's what seems is a very, very big and real danger. And I hope that everybody will see that Oroville is such a contribution to not only Tamil Nadu, but India and the world. As Jaya said, people in Orovillians are not working for themselves. Orovillians are giving their lives to build a city for the world. And I think that everybody who's in the area, in villages, in Oroville itself, around, in Pondi, people like me who can't live in Oroville all the time, that we have to see this as we're creating something. And this creation needs everybody's solidarity because it will benefit everybody, everybody. So, but the land is the basis. And as we know, Mother wanted the land because she had a vision of the city the earth needs. And to build that city, it has to be built on something. True. And then, of course, there's the yogic idea of how she was transforming the earth through an action on the land itself, mm-hmm. through a yogic action. So it's a sort of a normal level, a real estate level. You need land to build on. And there's also this other level of what's the deep meaning of Oroville, to create something that's going to help the world evolution, help everybody progress, be a real center for human unity and building global peace, new ways to relate to each other and to resolve problems, and all the fantastic work that Oroville has done in terms of sustainability. And work with people in the villages and schools and health and all the wonderful ways that we have all benefited from each other, mm-hmm. everybody, right? Yeah. You know better than me because you were there.
You just mentioned...
But I've been involved for over 30 years now, and I'm very grateful to be able to do my part.
And believe me, your efforts are really, they are falling down on a fertile soil, so to speak, and you encourage and also inspiring others to go forward, yeah?
Yeah, I'm really feeling that now. Our whole team, Arideep and Sigrid, and of course Jyoti, who works with us, you know, the LFAU secretary, we are all a team, and when we actually started the Acres for Oroville action, everybody sort of said at the time, oh, it's impossible, you know, for so many reasons. And so we said, no, we're going to start. I felt this inner push. We have to start. I received an inner indication. Arideep had been holding the fort for so long. Sigrid had wanted to start a website. Mm-hmm. And so off we went. And in fact, people started saying, well, yes, maybe something is possible. And we have met, Acres for Oroville has met its fundraising target for each of the 2 years. We're now in our third year, and I hope we'll meet it again, because every success gives us hope and encouragement, and it builds up that energy level. Mm. And one last thing that's extremely important is it doesn't matter how much anybody gives.
Yeah.
What's important is the solidarity and the energy that comes from this solidarity. And so some people can give a little and some people can give a lot, but it's, of course, more is better, but that's not the point. The point is to really build an action for the land on many, many levels.
Yeah, I was just about to say that, you know, each castle or each, let's say, something, it always starts with one grain, with one piece.
Right.
With one piece of something. So solidarity doesn't mean that you need to, because I do know that sometimes that, oh, I cannot afford because it's have it. But it's not that. It's just, it's the act, as you said. The act of solidarity can be anything, no?
Right. And, you know, we were so moved, for example, one time when somebody who is out of work in Germany found 10 euros, and instead of keeping it for herself, she sent it to the campaign. Mm-hmm. Or what Jaya has said many times, that the mother said she'd rather 1 rupee from 1 million people than 1 million rupees from one person.
Yeah.
Right? And then there's that other fact that she always said, the mother always said, that there's a certain kind of energy through solidarity that can change the course of circumstances.
Exactly.
And this is really what we're working for, is that critical energy level, and especially with the 50th coming up now. Already 49 years of Oroville, it's fantastic.
Yeah, and let's remind for our Orovillians who are here that there is a possibility to start donating with one peso, so to speak, monthly contribution on the account number 0100. Yes?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And people can, as they like, you know, they still have the option to give it to Land General or to help feed the Acres for Oroville Success Barometer, which has a certain dimension of encouragement. They can say 4 acres for Oroville, which is for the whole master plan, letting the land board do what they need when the opportunities come up. Or they can specify for Green Acres, which means that it would only be used for the Green Belt.
And when we're talking about the money, we also have to add something else.
See, the thing is that we can't really announce how much was raised, because we've been warned on many occasions that could just feed greed. And so we've chosen to take this other route, which is to say we have a certain goal, and we've reached it or not. Or, for example, last month, 38 more Aurevillians signed up to make monthly donations of either 1 rupee, mm-hmm. which was one of the possibilities that the Residents' Assembly sent with Jaya and LSAU and the Land Board. We all sent that email to everybody. We said, 1 rupee, why not? And more. And so 38 people signed up for that. So that's how we judge the success, because the amounts needed are very, very enormous, as anybody can figure out. And to say how much money we've received is something that the Land Board and everybody else has warned us from the beginning that that could just make the prices go up. So we don't say how much we've received, but we do talk about success in the Land Board buying something with our funds, or success in reaching the success barometer. For example, we hope Acres for Oroville will do it for the third time. And we also talk about the success of Solidarity, 100 people working for the Art for Land Action, 180 people making contributions, 77 artists donating their work, 42 people bidding on the works. Mm-hmm. I was one of the bidders again, like last year. And that's how we count the success. We have to take human nature into account.
But I had in my head somehow that you said when we were talking that it's going to be accountable, that the money which came in was also spent for the land.
It's yes. Now, that's a very important point. If I understand what you're saying, I hope I do, because suddenly the sound isn't so great, but it brings up a very, very important point. From the very beginning, we made a promise, and I personally put my name on the line publicly, that the money is used just for land purchase. Yeah. The money is used for nothing else. And everybody has cooperated with this so that it's a kind of a sacred trust we receive from people. Unity has said, yes, 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 the money only, it's held in reserve. And sometimes it's held in reserve for very specific things. People say they just want their money to go for the Machmandir area or the Green Belt. We respect that, and the money is earmarked that way. Mm-hmm. And another thing that's very important that sometimes people could misunderstand is that we send gifts.
Yeah,
now, these gifts do not come from the money that people have sent, and they don't come from the Land Board budget either. Mm-hmm. These gifts that we send have been donated by benefactors to encourage people to contribute. For example, Loretta donated her wonderful DVDs on the mother's life and flower messages. Other people have donated wonderful books that either they themselves created or wanted to give the campaign. Mm-hmm. And so this is very important that the money is earmarked for land purchase, and that's how it's used, and everybody is in agreement, and that's how the money is protected. It's held until the Land Board can use it.
Okay, that's important.
Yeah, yeah, it's very, very important, and it's something that we've always been in the very first year. I paid for many things myself, and I continue to do that. And Sigrid does that, and Aridip does that from time to time. We all put in our own money so we can keep faith with donors, and that the money that they send is precious. And it's used for that purchase. I know people here in France, for example, who live on very, very little money, and still they send 10% for the land. Now, this is a sacred trust.
Yeah, that's
and
really
the other
nice.
Sacred part is that it's meant for buying the land, which is sacred. And in the mother, Sri Aurobindo says that we should be good trustees, and that's what we all are being. Good trustees, so the money goes for the land.
Mandakini.
I thank everybody who's participated seriously and who will continue to participate. I encourage everybody to keep on giving. The money will be used well and used for the land.
Mandakini, did we forget anything? You would like to add something on top of that?
Let's see. Loretta has been concentrating on gratitude. And I think that this is truly the right attitude. And Ari Dipe also has said this in many ways. We should be grateful
yes.
that we can contribute to building something great.
Okay.
And so I think the word gratitude to everybody who participates and everybody who builds Oroville in one way or another, we should all be grateful and joyous that we can do this.
Okay. We are grateful.
Thanks,
grateful to you. And thank you for tonight.
Thank you, Miriam. Thank you for everything you did.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm also grateful for that.